welcome to the Sleon Productions podcast. Today's guest is Justin Riley from 12-1 Training. Welcome, Justin.
Hey, great to be here.
Mission statement for 12-1 Training is, the purpose and the ministry of this organization is to provide a pathway of perseverance to those who are seeking to make a positive physical change in their lives. It is our desire to obtain this by empowering each individual with a great sense of self-worth, consistent encouragement, providing the tools and mentorship for positive change, valuable accountability, and creating a lifestyle that is synonymous with success. We provide an unwavering commitment to achieve growth in three areas, physically, spiritually, and mentally. Through our specialized training, each individual will exceed previously set expectations and create a lasting legacy of health accomplishment. So Justin, please tell us more about your business.
Yeah, absolutely. We are a physical fitness business, but more so, like you mentioned earlier, we're more of a ministry. But to be honest with you, I think in order to get physical change, it starts from within. And plus, it's just a different approach than the normal personal trainer out there who's just mainly concerned about, you know, physical condition, weight loss, weight gain, what have you. With 12-1 Training, we're, of course, you know, directed towards that, but we're also, you know, looking at the hearts of the people that we take in. And this is basically something that started when I took it upon myself to make a lifestyle change. And what it was, if you allow me to go back here, it was several years ago. Well, actually, I don't know if it's several. It was more like 3 or 4 years ago. I entered the bodybuilding.com transformation challenge, and what that was, it was a 12-week contest to basically see who could make the best transformation in that 12-week time period. Whether it was, you know, weight gain, putting on muscle, or you know, losing weight. Well, at that point, you know, I was pretty overweight and wasn't very happy with myself and kind of, you know, depressed. So I decided to jump on board with the weight loss. And there was a prize at stake, and it was a $50,000 prize along with a year's worth of free supplementation. Of course, you know, that would have been nice, but I was more so just wanting to make a, you know, exciting change for myself. So in 12 weeks, I went from weighing about 220 to weighing 170 pounds. And probably for the first time in, I can't tell you, maybe 20 years, I actually saw, you know, abs and could legitimately step on a bodybuilding stage and, you know, compete with some other folks. So after I did all that, you know, I was, you know, of course, the accomplishment was pretty great, but I was asking myself, well, what else can I do? You know, does it have to end here? And, of course, you know, what? Because I feel like God put me in that position, not only to better myself, but to also better others. So I was thinking and searching for a name for this and what this ministry would be called. And I thought back to, you know, the journey for me was 12 weeks, and it was for one goal. But also, too, as I thought about that, I also thought about the scripture in Hebrews 12:1, where it's talking about overcoming great obstacles and persevering through all through many trials and through many things. And so there it was, 12-1 Training was born.
After that transformation, how much did you realize you were out of shape?
Oh, man, it was just like a completely different world, you know, when I was weighing as much as I did. Granted, I was working out, but, you know, and I was, you know, very competitive in the powerlifting, and I was bench pressing around 430, squatting over 500 pounds, and so on. However, I just was so uncomfortable, you know. I was tired all the time. My body was aching. I didn't feel right, and I just didn't feel, I guess, attractive either. But then when all that weight was lost, suddenly I had energy. I had drive. I had purpose. I felt a whole lot different. I felt, more alive. I did lose the powerlifting strength, but I was still strong, and I just looked great, better than I ever had. And I just did a lot for me as far as like confidence and just overall sense of self-worth.
How much does it involve your physical, with your mind and your spirit and your daily life?
Well, I mean, they're definitely interwoven. I think it all has to do with your confidence. If you're looking good, it's generally because you've put in the work to look good. And your body's showing that not only physically, but it's, your mood's enhanced. You got energy, you have drive, you have desire, and also too, it's doing a lot for you as far as people go. It opens the doors to developing new relationships that otherwise weren't there, and allows you to be able to step outside of your comfort zone because you're confident in doing so. You don't feel like, you should isolate yourself because, you're overweight and you conceivably be unattractive. All that just goes out the window when you've made that change. And, spiritually, definitely opened the door because, it allowed me to get my relationship with God back on track because I was completely dependent upon Him, day after day, those countless hours of training in the weight room, on the street running, at the dinner table, whatever phase I was in, I was constantly relying on God for that. And once I completed all that, it gave me a purpose to do more with that and to serve God with that. It wasn't just about me winning a contest. About using the to reach the others.
You always hear about, you need to work out more or you need to eat better. Which one of the two are more important?
Well, it's a combination of everything. You don't just, go hardcore in one area and neglect the other areas. To be better fitness-wise, you've got to commit 100% in the weight room. You got to commit 100% with the cardio. But most importantly, you got to commit 100% nutrition. And nutrition is probably the biggest part, the biggest foundation for your success. If you don't have that, it doesn't matter how hard you bust it in the cardio room or a treadmill or in a gym setting. If that diet's not there, it's just not going to work. But you got to sell out all three phases to work to the fullest capacity.
Can you tell us what your business provides and services?
Like you mentioned earlier, I provide workout routines to accommodate any type of goal, whether it's weight loss or weight gain or sport-specific training. I also provide meal plans that follow the same thing. Weight loss, weight gain, any type of goal, and they're engineered specifically to whatever your needs are. I also provide personal coaching. It's not just a situation in which I give you a piece of paper and say follow that, and I leave you alone. I actually will be in contact with you throughout your journey. To answer questions, to provide motivation, encouragement, and to, hold you accountable. Because I believe one of the best components of being successful in this area is having a cheerleading section or a coaching staff, if you will, people who are going to hold you accountable, who are going to, talk with you and encourage you and invest in what you're doing. They may not be doing it in their own lives, but they're so passionate about you, they want you to succeed, so they're going to be there for you. So I provide that dynamic as well.
As you mentioned earlier about your transformation, what was the hardest part during that process?
Just the hardest part for me, I guess, was doing it by myself. It was just me against me. And it wasn't like I was doing it with some workout buddies and we're competing against each other. I had to get up every morning or go to the gym after work every day. I had to run. I had to do my meal prep. I had to do everything myself. That was hard in itself. I mean, yes, I was motivated and I did those things, but if you're not, you know, surrounded by a bunch of people, it's hard to do it by yourself. But I will say this, I did have people who, you know, were at that staff that I mentioned earlier, always in direct contact with me, you know, encouraging me, uplifting me, and checking on me, and holding me accountable, and that made the biggest difference in the world.
Justin, can you tell people how they can reach you through Twitter, through Facebook, through social media?
Man, you can pretty much find me any number of ways. It's pretty easy. If you want to direct email me, you can find me at 121training@gmail.com. I'm on social media. You can find me on Facebook. After you type in facebook.com/121training. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at 121training.
Well, thank you very much, Justin, for coming on the show. Do you have any final words, any parting thoughts?
Sure. First of all, you know, thank you so much for taking the time to have me on the part of the show. Really have enjoyed myself. Parting thoughts. If you're one of those people who are listening right now, who are desperately seeking a life change but just aren't quite sure how to do it, you're afraid, you're not one of the people who takes a big leap of faith, or you're just kind of stuck in the middle of either, you know, not doing anything at all or jumping over the line and saying to do it, I say, you know, give us a shot. You really don't have a whole lot to lose. Just invest in me. I'll be willing to invest in you. And here's the beauty part of it is, you don't have to take out a loan to have these products provided to you. Matter of fact, I don't think there's many people out there who are willing to do this at the prices that I'm offering. All you have to pay for a workout routine is $50 for a 12-week routine, and then $50 for a 12-week meal plan. You could just order one or both. You order both, you only add $100. So the way I see it is, you really have nothing to lose. You're not having to pay thousands of dollars to do this. But most importantly from this whole thing, you're going to have someone who's willing to invest in you because he knows where you are right now and is willing to get you there, and who's going to provide that structure as well as the encouragement needed to get there.
Well, Justin, thank you very much to be on the podcast. I appreciate you very much, and may you touch people's lives, and they'll be able to stay in shape and or get into shape. Thank you very much, Justin.
Glad to be here, man. I appreciate you.